Hey, everybody. Welcome to FL Teams USF Bulls Show. I am your host, Jeff Macalino. Make sure you're subscribed to FL Teams anywhere that you're watching this. And if you're on YouTube or wherever, hit the like button as well. Drop a comment. Drop a, you know, something in the comments. Let us know you're watching so we can keep bringing you this USF Bulls content. This is not maybe the content that USF Bulls fans like myself want to watch, but it is what it is. A rough game Saturday in Birmingham against UAB. Somebody should tell the broadcaster on ESPN that USF and UAB, you know, she didn't seem to know the difference. That's okay. let's talk about it though. As the highlights play, I feel like there's a lot in it to talk about. The big issue in this game was the defense was really bad. I mean, there's no sugarcoating. This was the worst defensive outing of the year. Things started off well, as you can see, with Byron Brown breaking out for a 60-yard touchdown run, I believe that was. Just USF's defense, terrible angles, no edge setting at all. It was really a clinic in bad defense, to be quite honest. I don't really have an explanation for it because USF's defense has been so greatly improved. I think some people might be blaming, you know, a creepy statue for this loss. But anyways, Byron Brown also, he went through a stretch. We just saw his interception. He went through a stretch where four plays on that drive hit the defender's hands. One he caught, but then three in a row, the last one was finally intercepted. He hit the defender in the hands before a receiver or receiver never touched the ball, frankly. And then again, every time USF's offense failed to convert, and this is a right after the interception, Brown just a little loose with ball security there. But look, he's an 18-year-old freshman quarterback. You know, there's going to be moments, and again, moments of concern. Right here, you know, watching this play, just nobody setting the edge. A lot of, you know, back in my day, you know, usually you had outside linebackers or defensive ends kind of responsible for setting the edge. In today's modern football, a lot of times it's a DB who's responsible for setting the edge. And I don't want to throw Day-Day Evans under the bus, even though I'm not going to even say names, but except for the one I just did. There were a lot of issues with the DBs coming up and setting the edge. They took bad angles, and they also didn't force UAB's players to come back to where the rest of the defense was. It was a rough go of things, and it didn't get better, frankly, until UAB benched their starters. And look, I think this was a situation where UAB was coached up, ready for the game, and USF came out defensively, at the very least, came out very flat, it seemed. You know, no excuse there. Just, I don't know that this was a situation where I'll say this: USF's played Alabama, and this was the first game playing UAB where it seemed like there was a massive speed disadvantage when they had the ball. And that shouldn't be the case. You know, I'm not sure if Trent, you know, Trent Dilfer maybe coaching up these guys, but I mean, you can see just again the highlights, which no USF fan wants to watch, just slicing through USF's defense like butter. And yeah, USF's offense had a slow start, only 14 points in the first half. And then, you know, kind of came to life later on in the game. And if you look at the stats, Brown threw a second interception late in the fourth quarter. But USF's defense never gave the offense much of a chance or any room for error. So it's something that is concerning. I'm looking at the highlights while I talk, and I'm struggling like our defense was. But look, things can get better. They will get better. They've been better, you know, on a ground. I mean, this dude is very close. Brown, so halfway through the regular season, you know, we'll see if there's a bowl game involved. But Byron Brown, 466 yards rushing, 7 rushing touchdowns, 1483 passing, 11 touchdowns. I mean, you're talking about a guy who's on pace for 14 rushing touchdowns, 22 passing touchdowns, just under 3,000 passing, and over 900, just a little under 1,000 rushing on the season. So there are positives. I will say, I did not love the wide receiver play. There were some plays later in the game where the receivers came through. There were a lot of plays early in the game that I didn't think the receivers made. So, that's something that last week I was bragging about. This week I'm back to being like, I'm not sure about the receivers. Not sure about the defense, but I'll give them both a one-game pass because there's a big one coming up on Saturday against interstate rival FAU. And it's a big game. It's homecoming. So I hope all USF Bulls fans will be out there cheering. But it's a big, you know, look, it's a big bounce back game to get the Bulls back above 500. And also, you know, look, they're now 2-1 in the American. You know, let's get to 3-1. FAU played their first American Conference game this past week. They beat Tulsa 20-17. This is not going to be a team that USF is able to just pounce on and destroy, I don't think. But it's going to be a much lower scoring game. Looking at FAU's schedule, they beat Monmouth in the first game. They lost to Ohio 17-10. They lost to Clemson 48-14. They lost to Illinois 23-17. Obviously, FAU's points 10, 14, 17. And then they beat Tulsa 20-17. Not a lot of points scored against FBS teams for FAU. So should be a good opportunity to bounce back for the Bulls defense, which is greatly needed. I think maybe we had a Bulls fans. We had a little Jeff Scott era defensive PTSD, but let's not make a mountain out of a molehill. Let's hope that's all that it was. USF has a chance to prove defensively it was just a fluke and bounce back in a big way against the Owls. So we'll wrap it up because I have to sneeze. And, you know, hey, make sure you're subscribed to FL Teams. We'll be back next week talking about a USF victory. I'm sure of it. Again, make sure you're subscribed, you can hit the like button, all those things. And, hey, follow me on Twitter at St. J Mac so that we can interact during the Bulls Owls game and every other game throughout the season. Thanks for tuning in.